It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. A new study conducted by the nonprofit coalition Rebuild Local News tracked how many local journalists each county has around the country. Their data found 47 Wisconsin counties have fewer than 10 journalists each, with 15 counties having none. The study only counted publications with some kind of online presence, so print-only outlets could be left out. The numbers help illustrate some of the news deserts and other information gaps that exist in the state as more and more local newspapers have closed down over the years. We're checking in with smaller, locally owned news outlets around the state to find out how they're maintaining readership and continuing to serve their communities. McKenna Shear is managing editor of Volume 1 in Eau Claire. Chris O'Leary is the general manager of the Abbotsford Tribune Phonograph and publisher owner of 5 newspapers in central Wisconsin. And Pat Riley is publisher of the Dodgeville Chronicle and co-owner of 3 newspapers in southwestern Wisconsin. I talked with them on Friday. Pat, let's start with you. The newspapers have been in your family for in the neighborhood of a century, I understand. As we've lost a lot of local newspapers, what has been key to keeping your papers alive and serving your communities?
Well, we work pretty hard at it. We're a family-owned business, so most of us are related, and those that aren't wish they were. So, you know, it's been a good family situation, and everybody's doing it for the right reason. We're reporting the news, doing our best, and keeping the public informed, and people seem to enjoy it. I mean, we do features. We do a lot of different things with the paper. We do some video on our Facebook pages that's been popular, and, you know, just we do different things to try to show the community we care, and they respond in kind.
And Chris, how would you describe the local news landscape in the communities you serve in central Wisconsin?
I think we're basically a rural area, so I think the weekly newspapers are a part of the communities, and people look forward to getting it every week, and if it's a day late, we get a lot of phone calls.
And McKenna, you've got an alternative publication at Volume 1 in Eau Claire. Can you talk about the mission of Volume 1 and how you're trying to serve the Eau Claire community?
Sure. And I can preface this a little bit by just pointing to the fact that Volume 1 started out as a zine. It was an arts and culture zine, totally free, kind of what you'd expect to see from a zine these days, smaller paper print, black and white, that kind of a thing. And then over the past 20-some years, after being founded in 2002, has grown into a media company. So the publication, the magazine, is bi-weekly, and we do circulation is about 12,000 to 14,000 copies and is in hyper-local. So with that, we cover the Chippewa Valley area that's mostly encompassing Menominee, which is in Dunn County, Eau Claire in Eau Claire County, and Chippewa Falls, which is in Chippewa County. So kind of the world that we fill is kind of the answer to what the community wants, if that makes sense. So maybe for the first, I don't know, dozen years, it was really hyper-focused on arts and culture. And maybe in the latter half of those 20-something years, we have definitely amped up the news coverage and more niche topics.
I want to follow up on a point a couple of you raised about meeting the needs of your local community. And Chris, let's start with you this time. How do you, in these rural communities, stay in touch with the community and figure out, you know, what they want, the kind of things they're looking for from a local paper?
Well, for us, we're trying to cover the things that they're not going to see anywhere else. So that's attending school board meetings. That's attending city council. That's going to village meetings. It's covering our county board meetings that basically the big newspapers have forgotten about. And then being at the events that are happening in our communities. They see us visibly there, taking pictures, being part of the community, volunteering, and people know who the news people are.
And McKenna, basically the same question. You talked about making that transition because you realized people wanted maybe more news coverage than you started with. How do you assess, you know, what the community is hoping for from Volume 1?
Sure. We kind of credit ourselves with being on the pulse almost of community because we are locally independently owned. We are the only independently and locally owned media org in our area. And we all live and work and play and, you know, hang out here. And we get the luxury almost of choosing internally what we would like to cover. So we have a specific focus on arts and culture that'll never change, because frankly, that's just something that some of the traditional orgs either can't, or maybe their readership doesn't want to see as much as maybe we are doing with that. And as it relates to news and news focused topics, we kind of jump in as we see the need as citizens and public members ourselves, what we think maybe needs to get a little more touched on or that we haven't seen be covered yet by maybe the TV stations or the newspapers in our area.
And Pat, for the Dodgeville Chronicle and the other papers in southwestern Wisconsin, what are you doing to make sure you're doing what the community wants you to do and is hungry for?
Well, I have to talk about my brother a little bit, who's been with me since we started this whole thing I think it was 1968, we kind of got together at the paper. He's a good one to go to breakfast, lunch, you know, all the stuff he goes on, talks to a lot of people. And every day I ask him the question, well, what's the gossip out there? And he usually knows, and, you know, we follow up on some good news leads from that, and try to stay on top of the community based on what the people here are talking about and what they really want to know what's going on about. Ever since the dailies took a different idea on how to cover the area, we've ramped up our sports coverage a lot. We cover 7 school districts, 22 sports in the winter, and 21, 22 the rest of the year, and that keeps us awfully busy. And we find out we have a lot of people who really like to read about the sporting events that they will never see anywhere else. And it's the same thing with the county board. It's the same thing with the city council. We cover, like I said, we cover 7 school districts. So we do a lot of school board meetings and things. And it's just a lot of work goes into listening to people and trying to make sure that they get their news needs met.
Pat, it sounds like it'd be really easy to be spread thin, right? A lot of school board meetings, a lot of school sports events, and all the other things you just mentioned. Are you able to keep up the staff you need to have that kind of coverage?
I can answer that in one word, no. But we multitask. We have people who will pitch in and help us out with some stuff, too. I mean, the photography, we have different photographers about every school and game. That's another thing my brother does. He gets out there and recruits these people, and it really helps, because that way we can, you know, cover things photographically. And then, you know, the good thing is there's, now that there's huddle and things like that out there, we can actually watch several games at once if we want to, and assign different people to watch them. And because we're a weekly, we're able to get a hold of the coaches later than the day of the game, the night of the game, unless it's, you know, playoffs. And that gives us a little time to develop the stories a little better, too.
And McKenna, when it comes to staffing, you mentioned, you know, you still got the arts and culture coverage and the news coverage. Do you feel spread thin?
One word, yes. to Pat's answer a little bit, too. Internally, I mean, we have 2 full staff journalists, full-time journalists, and that's myself and our associate editor, Evelyn Nelson. And then we also really rely on what we call contributing writers. Those are folks who, you know, are maybe either journalists themselves, but aren't working in the area, or were former V1ers, volume oneers, we call them ourselves, or community members, right? That just, you know something that we don't, or have a knack for writing and want to write. And we work together with community members in that way.
And Chris, what's the staffing looking like at the Abbotsford Tribune, Phonograph, and your other papers?
Well, we're fortunate that each paper has about 2 people to be on the staff to go to meetings or cover sports. So we have 9 editorial people between the 5 papers, so it works out pretty well. The biggest thing for us is we have some really good sports teams, and having enough coverage for sporting events is more of our struggle. The advantage is some of our teams play each other, so then we can get coverage there, or we have papers that are close to us that will take pictures for each other too. But definitely it is hard getting to everything with the number of people that you have, but we are pretty fortunate that we've had editorial people, and some of our best editorial people don't come with a journalism degree. They're just community members that have found a niche in either covering a certain type of news or are really good writers, and we're blessed to have them working for us.
We are digging into the state of local news coverage here in Wisconsin with Chris O'Leary with the Tribune Phonograph in Abbotsford, publisher of other papers as well. Pat Riley with the Dodgeville Chronicle, also involved with other papers. McKenna Shear from Volume 1 in Eau Claire. We hear often about declining trust in the news media, and when people are polled on that, they might be thinking of, you know, the cable news networks or public radio or big national papers, who knows. Want to check in with each of you on how you work to build trust and how you, if you feel trusted in your local community. Chris, let's start with you this time. What does trust look like between you, your staff, and your local communities?
I think we do have a level of trust because I think we are not afraid to step on toes or hurt feelings because we want the truth out there. We're not afraid to have strong editorials and have opinions about things that are happening in our communities. And I think that helps people realize we're just, our main focus is making sure we have strong communities and we represent our communities, but we're going to be honest and truthful in how we cover things.
And Pat, what does that trust, that connection look like between your papers and the communities you serve?
Well, I often, in the editorials, mention the fact that if it's not the truth, we're not going to print it. And we work very hard to make sure everything that we put in is the truth as we can find it out to be. And we create some animosity at times, but you know, it goes away. People understand that it's nothing personal. You know, we're doing the best we can and reporting the news. And I can honestly say I haven't lost any friends over anything in the 50 some years I've been doing this, so we must be doing it right. So like I said, if it's not the truth, we're not going to print it, and we make sure we substantiate everything.
And McKenna, Trust, Volume 1, and the Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls and neighboring communities, how do you build that?
Sure. So I mean, inherently, as an alternative publication, it's all in the name. We exist as the alternate to traditional media. And for us, that was because we needed and wanted to fill that void that we felt was there relating arts and the vibrancy that was here that maybe wasn't necessarily getting covered. And over the past 20 something years, I think that people just associate Volume 1 with positivity, with looking at these people and trends and communities in a different way. And that's kind of a luxury of ours, right? And we're not necessarily covering crime. We're not doing that type of maybe breaking news in that way. And that's a little bit of a luxury for us, that there's pros and cons to both, but that trust that we have with the community, I think, is just built in because they associate us with slightly different things. And being, I think, independently and locally owned helps as well. You know, our publisher and owner, he is born and raised around here. So you automatically start getting into that thing where families know each other and friends know each other. And I think that helps a lot, too.
McKenna, let's stay with you on the theme of alternative news media. You were recently part of the Association of Alternative News Media's national conference held last month in Madison. Did you come away with ideas, inspiration from your colleagues around the country?
1,000%. It was actually my first time going to the AAN conference because it was more in our neck of the woods. It's always, you know, somewhere different every year in the country, and hosted by Madison publication Isthmus, who, you know, we have something of a relationship with as well. And it was amazing. It was myself, our associate editor, and our marketing and digital media strategist who went, because the conference was July 9th through 11th. And each day was full of different tracks. So really two main tracks for creatives and journalists and publishers and marketing folks. There were about 50 publications or organizations that were represented and present. And it was just amazing to be in rooms with people that just get it. They just know kind of the landscape going in, even though, you know, we're all a little bit different, at least from each other. We're worried about the same topics. We're going through a lot of the same struggles and joys. But we had significant keynote speakers that we were all really excited to see. And that was the first date was Katie Drummond, who is the global editorial director of Wired. And Wired is fantastic. And also Tom Tomorrow, iconic editorial cartoonist, The Modern World. And so to leave, like, my cup was so full. It was just, it was a space just of camaraderie, and it was amazing. Yeah.
Chris, earlier this year, you finished your term as president of the Wisconsin Newspapers Association. What kind of things, as president, were you hearing from your colleagues, especially in the smaller papers around the state?
I think newspapers struggle with mail delivery to our customers and the postal increases, keeping public notices in newspapers, advertising in general, and gaining subscribers or keeping subscribers. I mean, that's kind of the goal, is to make sure that we have people to have a good product, but we still need to get that product to our readers. And that is a struggle that is caused by mail delays, postal increases, shifts to advertising, that subscribers have had to take more of a burden on the cost of that. And I think that's kind of a universal theme through papers in general.
Pat, you've been at this, as you mentioned, for a while. What stands out to you as the biggest change in the local newspaper business that you've seen in your time in the business?
Well, I think Chris touched on it pretty good there with the postal situation. That's what makes it hard now. A couple of years ago, we had a guy that subscribes. He lives in Florida. And he called up and he said, "Hey, I just got your paper." He says, "Nice to see that the Cubs won the World Series." Well, they won it 2 years before that. That paper is 2 years late getting there. So we face that kind of thing all the time. And then, you know, she's right. We get phone calls every Friday. We know we're going to be getting phone calls saying, "Where's my paper? Where's my paper?" We spend a lot of time checking to make sure their subscription's current, and it usually is. We ask them to check with the post office. They do that, and the post office says, "Well, I'll check with the newspaper," and they've already done that. Somehow that's got to get rectified if we're going to keep delivering. I think that's the biggest thing. We lose subscribers because they can't wait 2 weeks to get their paper when they're living out of state.
And we'll leave it there. Pat, thanks for joining us today.
Sure.
McKenna, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely.
And Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for caring about newspapers.
Chris O'Leary is the general manager of the Abbotsford Tribune Phonograph and publisher of 5 newspapers in central Wisconsin. McKenna Shear is managing editor of Volume 1 in Eau Claire. And Pat Riley is publisher of the Dodgeville Chronicle, co-owner of 3 newspapers in southwestern Wisconsin. They're with us today to share their experiences running smaller, locally owned news outlets in Wisconsin as the landscape of local news continues to shrink.